With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting in a video announcement on social media. Kate, the Princess of Wales, announces she will be undergoing chemotherapy for cancer found earlier this year.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
Kensington Palace had up to this time given little detail about Kate's condition. The House has passed a $1.2 trillion spending plan to avoid a partial government shutdown. The Senate is the next stop for the bill. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The bill provides funding for six key departments of government. Final passage will mean avoiding a government shutdown and allow lawmakers in both chambers to leave Washington to start their two-week Easter recess. The bill remains unpopular with a minority of fiscal conservatives in both the House and Senate, opposing its $1.2 trillion price tag. Bob Agnew reporting.
One GOP congresswoman who wasn't happy with the vote was Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who introduced a motion for House Speaker Mike Johnson to vacate the chair.
This is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and our Republican majority.
The House is scheduled to leave town for a spring recess. It's doubtful any vote on Johnson's removal would be imminent. Johnson's spokesman says he's focused on governing. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow is down by 305 points. The NASDAQ rose 27. The S&P declined 7. This is SRN News. The Book of Revelation addresses seven letters which were sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. Scripture says each letter, proclaimed by Jesus and recorded by the Apostle John, declares the triumphs and failings of each of those seven churches. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney's just released two separate films based on those seven churches.
You know, Revelation is a big topic and oftentimes very, very controversial for people. What's amazing about this film is we're going to go to the island of Patmos where John received the vision. We're going to go into a cave that they believe is where the vision happened. And we're going to then go to the seven churches. Of the seven, only two churches actually were doing what was right. The other five had problems. You're going to be able to see archaeology, but you're going to understand the context that those churches were dealing with.
More information and trailers for these two Christian films can be found at sevenchurches.com. That's with the number seven, sevenchurches.com. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street had a wobbly finish to its best week of the year so far. The S&P 500 ended 0.1% lower after spending the day bouncing between gains and losses. It set an all-time high in each of the last 3 days. Nike dragged on the market despite reporting stronger results than expected. Digital World stock flipped to a loss in shaky trading after its shareholders approved a deal to merge with former President Trump's social media company. The Dow was down 305 points to finish at 39,475. The NASDAQ was up 27 to 16,428. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 52.34. New York oil fell 44 cents to $80.63 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.